Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, streaming live at drewmarshall.ca and live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. A special guest in studio, ladies and gentlemen, Howard Humble Glassman! Welcome.
I must have missed the memo. I thought the three of us, you, me, and the Tim, I thought we were friends. Like, we hung out in...
We are friends.
Well, here's what I understand.
What?
When we hung out in December at our last get-together.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a lot of conversation.
We did.
I thought we had some good conversation.
We had some good conversation.
I did not recall anyone saying, hey, we're all going to grow beards. And I just walked in here and thought, wait a second, I guess we're not, like, I'm not part of the inner beards.
No.
The beard Illuminati.
I'm not only a member, I'm the rabbi.
Which one's mine here, this one?
Of the club. What do you want, more?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, no, okay, there we go.
That's full.
Whoa.
That's full.
You need to just...
That's full. How deaf are you?
Apparently pretty deaf. Actually, you can turn him down a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
That's ridiculous.
You know, it's a standing bit. It's a long-standing bit when Howard comes on the show. Who's louder than who? Turn my headphones up.
By the way, it's a long-standing bit with me and Fred as well.
Is it?
My on-air man... what can you say? We're basically been married for 27 years.
Yeah. How's he doing, by the way?
He's amazing.
Who's thinner?
He's lost some weight too, not as much as me.
Yeah, you've lost how many pounds?
24 pounds as of this morning.
And the first thing people say to you when they see you at this age is,
You know what? It's funny.
Are you okay?
No, actually.
Are you sick?
No, not very many people have noticed because
what?
Here's why: because most people that see me every day,
it's a gradual thing.
Yeah. Whereas you haven't seen me since the great Let's Grow a Beard meeting. But I wasn't invited to that meeting. You know, we got together and I left that night and I really enjoyed hanging out with Timmy and Drew. I mean, really, all joking aside, one of my favorite things.
It is.
But I left and I realized that there might have been some, I don't know, private texting. That's cool.
Yeah, we didn't loop you in.
And maybe I wasn't included on that reply all, hey, let's grow beards.
Megan didn't get the text either. So
no.
Well, feels
yeah,
so
but...
Bad.
No. Yeah, it's rude.
She's not from Greece.
Anyway,
though.
You guys look great.
Look how thick his is. Look how much hair is on his face. Look at his arm. You remember years ago, I used to talk about some kind of analogy in a speaking thing that I did, and I would wrap duct tape around Tim's arm and rip it off.
Yes, it was beautiful.
And then you wrap it on again, rip it off again, and eventually the third time it doesn't hurt as much. What do you think I was talking about? Women.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Was that during your... ministering years?
Yes, it was.
I was going to say, where you're like this snake oil salesman and Tim was like your demo model. Hey, I'll get Tim up here. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
We've never met before.
He was my plant.
That's right. No, exactly. We never remember. What's your name, son? Well, I'm Tim, Mr. Marshall.
And you have a pain in your colon.
No, you were probably using him as some kind of like... I can only imagine a Jesus analogy where you say, you know, here, let me show you. Let's take this random stranger with super hairy arms. And it's like if Jesus came back and we'd rip the duct tape off his arm.
Duct tape.
It would be like that.
He uses me to prove evolution.
Can we show, I want to show Humble the video of Tim and his band. This is our video of the week, folks. And if you're not on our mailing list or our YouTube page, well, you do need to get on it because you missed this. Look at Tim, the Tool, in his band. Have a listen to this. This is Tim's band from years ago. This is Tim singing.
I'm watching the video.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Look how high those pants are. And the belt.
And
the ponytail.
Scrunchie in my
and
hair.
And the scrunchie.
Hold on. You have a scrunchie in your hair?
Yeah.
You're lucky. What's the name of the band?
Ghost Town.
Well, you gotta admit he's pretty talented.
He's not as good looking as that guy, though.
No, wait, turn down a second, Tim. Was this name of the band The Earnest? Is that what it was called?
The Earnest.
The Earnest Folk?
Yes, it is.
I imagine it's like, because it really looks like some of the nicest people.
Is that 90s or 80s?
95 actually is the day of the performance.
So I want to run something by you guys.
That's just awkward.
Because I look at that and, you know, Tim, that was probably, 20 years ago, 15?
Yes.
Do you guys ever consider this? Like, my dad passed away, and on my computer, all I have of his voice is when he died, we took his answering machine. Yes, he had one. This is 2006 he passed away. And so all I have of audio of my dad is his...
Tim, you can turn your
No, I think this is perfect. You can get rid of the earnest. So my point is, all I have is about an 18 or 20 second clip of my father's voice. Drew's children, my kids, Tim's to a degree, they'll be able to...
Yeah.
Well, I'll just use myself and Fred as an example. I had this conversation, and I got a little emotional with one of my daughters, and I was saying, you know, talking about my dad, and then I said, you know, you, on the other hand, for the rest of your life, the rest of your children's lives, anytime you want to get a hit of me or me and Fred, or you want to see some video of TV stuff I've done, or thousands of hours of audio, and you know, she started to get a little emotional, because I started thinking about that is as weird as it's a legacy of mediocrity, because none of the audio, like, it's all horrible, right? But not really. But, you know, what I'm saying is it's my kids will have at least that legacy.
Are you
and
sick?
So will yours.
Are you sick?
No.
Well, you got all heavy on us there with the emotional and the kid and emotional and I'm going to die, but you have my voice and you're thin.
I'm a rounded
look
figure.
Look how thin you are.
Okay. You know, when people don't mind saying that, though, it's like it's cool to say, and by the way, I appreciate it. It makes no difference to me whether you compliment me or not, but I appreciate words coming out of your mouth. But no one would say... You're sitting there going, you're thin. I'm like, well, you're fat. You look super fat. Are you sick?
No,
I mean, someone walks in and goes, geez, Drew, you put on about 40 pounds. Are you sick?
Yeah. No,
you,
yeah,
do you have impulse issues?
Yeah, I know.
I thought I'd bring that up.
What do you weigh now?
192.
And what was your biggest?
216. This particular time, I got as big as I ever got. How about you?
250 was the high.
And what do you know?
233.
And you know, you've been struggling too.
Oh, yeah. I was 290 at one point. I'm probably down to about 260.
Your beard weighs 15. Your beard looks... Here the thing is, folks, Drew's beard looks very rabbinical.
Thank you.
Tim's is just, I'm going out to the woods and I'm going to do some man work.
Grizzly Adams.
Tim's like, I'll be right back. I probably don't need anything on my face to ward off the ice.
He's going for that ta-la-la-la-la-la band look.
I really appreciate you guys inviting me in. I don't know why I'm here, but I appreciate it.
You're here to discuss very important things like April Fool's jokes. Over the years in broadcasting, Humble, have you any recollection of any great April Fool's Day jokes that the broadcasting community committed and it went over fairly well?
Thank you for asking that way, in that manner, in your professional, very professional.
Thank you.
Have you gotten more professional this year?
No.
Are you sick?
No. Are you sick?
Tim!
Yes! Right now it's a tie between Tim and I for joke of the day. You're not in this competition.
Hey, I'm the straight man. Keep
telling yourself that. Just keep saying that over and over again.
I'm the straight man.
All right, Mr. What's that? What was that preacher guy? The woman's... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What guy? Woman preacher?
There was a woman... There's somebody who ran for... was going to run for the Republican Party nomination. Marshall Blickman or Blackman or whatever.
Okay.
And...
Was he?
No, he was super anti-gay. It turned out he was gay.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
So,
thanks for that side bit. April Fool's Day jokes.
So I heard about. Fred and I were just, and we were completely not into the whole. Hey, everybody, let's go to your radios and put on your vacuum cleaner. But there was a guy that did a bit. You know, I used to say that. Okay, we're going to blow out. That was like an old joke back in the day when people thought radio was real.
Right.
They said
Orson Welles.
Yeah. No. Well, just a bit after that, they basically like. I think some announcers did like go to your radio. We're going to blow out the we're going to blow out the speakers or something.
Oh, right.
There was a guy in Edmonton. I can't remember his name, but he pretended he was being taken hostage.
No.
On the air, and it stopped the city, and people were freaking out, and
well,
he wasn't.
You did broadcasting out there, didn't you?
Not in Edmonton, but I worked in
Regina,
Calgary, Moose Jaw, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto.
You did that. You did some broadcasting.
Back in the day.
Hey, Howard, let me ask you a question. Did you do a piece of broadcasting in your time? I'm not familiar with your Wikipedia page.
Did he even have radio back then?
Yeah. Ever since Drew got the beard, he's like,
let me just tell you, I have a sense that you've done some broadcasting.
I have grown this wisdom-y thing because I am now going to be a grandfather.
I want to say
that aired it right there.
No, well, because I wanted to. I was too much.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'd heard that.
You did.
And I'd forgotten.
All right.
So now it's like brand new information. Yeah. What's a child of yours? How old is the child? What's their name?
16.
Nice. You are from Georgetown. Hey, Drew, are you going to do that show again today? Have you met a Jew?
No, it was How Jew Are You? That's the last time you were on, you and Andy Kindler, we did How Jew Are You with our friendly neighborhood rabbi. And you won, didn't you?
Yes,
I did pretty well, yeah, because I've read some stuff. I've read a piece. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
What child, a son or daughter?
The 27-year-old boy who's been married a year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
How do you feel about that?
Rounded up or something. Good, yeah. It's just a weird, it'll be the last moniker I wear, probably. The last identity.
Yeah, because I know you were bummed when Savior passed you by. It's like, Drew got to like age 33 and went, okay, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Messiah now. Yeah.
By the way,
you guys aren't impressed that I got to the age 33. I just threw that out there.
That was good.
Nicely done.
No, come on.
I totally got it.
Like, I don't need your approval, I want it.
That was, of course, the year he was crucified.
Where'd you get those glasses? I want those. I've always liked your glasses.
I got those at a really very... Listen, you've got money, obviously. this thing can't be making you any. I got it at a very exclusive place. Oh. It's called the Superstore. Superstore. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's French. Superstore.
Is that near Valou Village?
It's near Longeau.
Was it near BY Boutique? Remember the byway?
Oh, yeah. See.
Byway.
It's near the Longeau in the Fortenau.
El Cebeo.
El Lecbo.
The best April Fool's joke that I ever heard in media, thanks for bouncing that back to me, was Sports Illustrated back in, I think, 1980. I was in California, 83 or 4. And some scout was walking along the beach with his wife on holidays and saw this guy throwing rocks at bottles a mile away. And he was nailing the bottle every day. Smashing him. And it was like 140 mile an hour fastball. This
like a baseball scout.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, Tim and I were thinking, is it a scout like back in the Western days? Or
No, not a scout. No, not a scout.
BC fastball. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to distract you with context.
It's a baseball scout. And so he signs him. And he signs him to the LA Dodgers. And they've got a big press release.
Oh, right.
And they put up curtains around because no one could. And he could only throw with a Kodiak Greb construction boot on one foot and barefoot on the other foot.
Yeah, it was a Sports Illustrated, but it was like a
four-page spread.
Bigger. I saw a documentary on the thing.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, just wild. The whole thing was made up.
Because people were like, okay, that's it. That's the end of, like, this one team is going to win everything.
Because it was actually like 110-mile, 105-mile now. But the whole thing started in spring training as a joke. And then the reason it was released on April 4th, but my point is, it had been going on for a couple months.
Long time.
Like, they prepared it for a while. But go check it out, and what he said is a true story.
Have you ever done practical jokes on people yourself?
No, I hate
because
them.
You're right, because that's exactly where I was going to go with this.
I hate them, too.
You don't like them either?
I hate practical jokes. I hate doing them, and I hate getting them done to me.
Why?
Well, because partly because you're always the... I guess it makes us feel bad because we think the joke's on us. I mean, really, if you want to be completely spiritual, you know, no one can harm us. Only we harm ourselves, right, Timothy?
Yes.
Because I've lost Drew. He's now on his phone. So I'm hosting the show. Welcome to the Jew Marshall Show. On OI 1250. Why am I never thought of that? I'm here on the OI 1250 with the Jew Marshall.
We take out the J.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, lady.
Lady.
So,
thanks, Jerry.
But I don't like practical jokes.
Has anyone ever pulled one on you?
I'm sure they have. I don't really recall. I'm not really the guy. I mean, I don't mind a little conversational misdirection.
Right.
With my kids or with good friends like you guys.
You mean lying?
No, where you sort of go down. It's almost like a miniature practical joke. Although that's a great point. Conversational misdirection could be lying.
Is it? Yeah.
What I'm talking about is when, you know, someone asks you, hey, did you lose weight? Are you sick? And you go, no. And it turns out you've got, you know, bowel cancer. Okay.
Because that's hilarious. See what I did?
I actually did a double, like an inside joke on something. That's really funny what I just said.
Goodness.
I don't care if that offended people, that's on you.
That's on you.
Take care of your star player.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of this comic named Cat Williams. It's really funny. That's all. He always says that.
Is he the one with the new show?
No. He's like an old school black guy. Okay. Really funny. A very distinctive manner, but he always says this. Take care of your star player. But I think it's good advice, Tim. Yes.
I want to tell you all about a practical joke I played one time.
All right.
One of the first ones I can remember, Howard, is inviting a friend over. And then we said, let's call Sean Gallagher over, who's another friend. And you hide in this casket. And then when you bring your friend over, when we get the friend over, I'll get him to hide underneath that casket. You see, I grew up in a funeral home, you see. So I got in the casket, you see. And then my friend got the other friend, and he was leaning under to hide underneath the casket. And I reached out of the casket and grabbed him. He screamed, ran up the ramp where we slide the casket down, got on his bike, and went home and phoned, crying and screaming at us. I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious. Especially, it's doubly hilarious because when I see it, you telling the story, it's like I'm being told it by Wilford Brimley.
You see?
Honestly, if you've seen Cocoon, imagine. It's that Wilford Brimley. It's not the older one. It's more of a youthful Brimley.
Right. So it's pre-porridge?
It's a youthful Brimley.
Pre-porridge.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Pay some attention.
Yeah. What? Another one was I was living in California, came back unannounced. One friend knew that I was. He said, "Well, we're having a Halloween party up at the farm. Why don't you come up and scare everyone?" So I did. So I parked at the top of a hill, and this farm was down in the bottom of the hill. It's where they filmed Mrs. Soulful, by the way, with Mel Gibson.
Wow.
And I got in Rambo gear, camoed the face up, had a big Rambo knife, ran down the hill towards the barn, stuck the knife in the wall, climbed up the wall with, climbed into the barn, and they're all cuddled up on hay bales watching horror movies on a big white sheet.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I start making gurgling noises, subtle things, you know, yeah. Get them to kind of, ooh, what's that? Ooh, what's that?
What noise is that?
There you go. That's gurgling noise.
Delicious.
And then eventually a guy came towards me, and just as he came towards me, I broke out with the flashlight on my face,
oh my
showing
goodness.
The Rambo knife.
Yeah.
He bolts, leaves everybody, being the manly man that he was, and I dove over the crowd and landed in front of them and put the knife up to one of the girls' faces. Face
nice.
Eyes. Yeah.
So I want to say something on behalf of everyone listening. That's not a practical joke. There's something wrong with
you. Cruel and unusual punishment.
That's not even that, Timmy. It's like you're listening to that story, and he really gets animated, right? But the nice news is now if you wanted to do the same thing, you wouldn't have to dress up. You just go in like with
the
vibe you got going now.
Yeah.
And people are like, who's that old man threatening? Why is he threatening us?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife.
That's not the knife.
So what would be the funniest? What did you guys do on your April Fool's show yesterday?
Nothing.
The Humble and Fred show. You did nothing?
On SiriusXM?
Yes.
At humbleandfredradio.com?
Yes.
We didn't do a practical joke.
Did you have any funny stuff? Did you have a comedian? Were you funnier?
At least? Listen, pal. I don't know what you do here every day. You know, once a week. Sorry. We're funny every day.
So you didn't ramp it up at all, eh? No special day for you yesterday.
You know, if you'd have said, hey, here's why we want you on.
Yeah.
I might have come up with something.
Yeah.
I just thought you wanted to hang out with me.
On air.
No, whatever.
Talk about nothing.
You don't think I've been entertaining? We've done 22 minutes. There's been lots of learning.
Yeah.
Lots of funny.
I know.
All right.
I know. Have you found love yet?
That's some trying times, my friend. Some trying times.
Meow, meow.
No, yeah. That was the best story ever. I've had others than that. I've had some more.
We don't want to know. We don't want to know anymore. If your ex-wife is listening now, does she realize that her, your world, your marriage, your divorce was fodder for comedy? Does she realize that?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Is she okay with that?
She's very okay. In fact, I just got off the phone with her.
Did you?
Because we're great friends. We share children.
You share offspring.
She's one of my best friends.
Yeah. Is there a Jewish person that you respect?
Yes. You.
No,
it goes like this.
Do you have a rabbi that you'd like?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Really?
The late Gary Shandling.
Oh, so sad.
How'd you feel about that?
Really? Well, I was going to say the thing you're supposed to say. Oh, I was really, really bummed out. How do I feel about a stranger dying?
Right.
Nothing like as a real emotion, but as a person that admired his comedy, I was like, wow, that's too bad, because I found him very, very entertaining in a very interesting way, much like yourself. But by the way, I meant that, you know, when people say, oh, so-and-so died, I feel sad. I don't believe they do.
No.
I think what they do is they admire, it gives them a chance to say out loud they admired their work, or they admired that guy who was a good songwriter, that woman who wrote that play. I don't know.
Did you guys talk about Rob Ford when he died?
Yes. We had Rob Ford on just a few months ago.
That's why I wanted to ask you about this, because we had pitched his man to get him on the show to maybe talk about faith stuff, what he thinks, because he's mentioned he's dropped a few faith things here and there. Along the way. What are you doing?
I'm showing you a picture. This is so weird.
Now we're going to look. Wait. This is me and Rob Ford at a barbecue.
Here's why. This is last fall, around just before I came on with you guys last time. I hadn't this is at my heaviest. So there's a picture of me, Fred, who's also lost about 14 pounds, and Rob Ford when he came out and he was all like lost all this weight.
Yeah.
So it's a picture of humble Fred and Rob Ford, and he's the healthiest looking one.
Wow.
Seriously.
Let's see.
So there's Rob and I and Fred. Look how fat my face is. I am a big, fat face.
Even your nose looks fatter.
Seriously. Oh, what is that, a Jewish thing? And there I am just a couple weeks ago, all G'd out, yo.
Cool.
G'd out?
What's with the promo shot there? What's that for?
I'm on stage in Mexico working a corporate gig, hosting a big corporation's conference.
Good for you.
Yes, man.
Making a bit of coin.
You know what I did? I took some of my money and gave it to Jesus. He was actually this Mexican guy who was down
Jesus.
There. Jesus.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong.
I gave him some money. I said, here, Jesus.
You know, for a guy, I want to just drop this in for a second. Drop this in. I don't know what that means. What I want to do is just say this, in all seriousness, of everyone I know who doesn't buy into the God stuff so much or the Jesus stuff so much, you have the most curious nature about it. It is something that you're legitimately curious about. You're not sort of disdainful or whatever, or right offish or whatever. You know, we crack wise, but you crack wise. I'm there again. But you're curious.
I want to say something. I want to say thank you, because if I would just be one of those people that just walks around going, I hate this.
Yeah.
And then you ask them, well, do you know anything about it? No, I just hate it. Well, maybe if you knew some things about it, you wouldn't hate it as much.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't dismiss it. Well, I've always, how I met Tim when we started talking, I've been fascinated by religion my whole life.
Yeah.
To the point where I know some things, not at your level, obviously, but I have
not.
Who is, really, other than, you know.
Jesus.
Jesus. Miguel. No, but what I want to say is I've been interested in it my whole life. So enough that I've made an informed opinion, a decision about how I relate to it. But I will say this. I don't know. We out of time?
No, go ahead and say this.
Yeah. Well, because
you're hooked us and we're there.
Here's what. I think I've realized, because I've met a person recently that she's a very spiritual person, but not in a religious way. Although what I've realized from talking to her is that when she says, I give praise to God or give praises to something, and I said to her, well, I don't think it's your gift, and she's a great person. I said, I think your greatness comes from yourself. Whether you want to thank the trees or the stool, it still comes from you.
Right.
So it made me really rethink what I thought about in terms of praying for some people. Because I used to think, well, what are you doing? You're praying to the sky? Like, get over yourself. But now I realize that what people are getting from that is a sort of an affirmation of their own goodness, not godness, but their own goodness.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I think that the greatest spiritual influence on you will be a woman.
By the way, yes, I'm attracted to her physically, but I'm not trying to wheel her.
No,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I found somebody I like talking about this stuff with.
Yeah.
Who's not you.
Nice.
Who has a nicer bum than you.
Stop it.
Okay.
All right.
It's tied.
We're going to take a short break here, and I'm going to school Howard in the etiquette of CRTC radio, and I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I apologize.
Howard is a fun guy.
Yeah.
You got to have friends who don't know the Lord.
Hmm.
We should write a song like that. Got to have friends who don't know the Lord.
I woke up this morning. I found me a Jew. We went to a synagogue and I didn't know what to do. He said, I'm going to need $15. And I said, I didn't know there was a cover charge. And I said, well, that's what we do right here in Jewland.
Oh, man. A short break on the show. When we come back, it's our April Fool's Day special. We will be chatting with Angela Hoover. She's a comedian. She's a celebrity impressionist. And she's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.